Graduated from one of Iran's top-ranking universities, Semko Khelghati, a graduate of nuclear sciences, worked as a nuclear expert in Iraq's heavy water reactor. This heavy water production site conducts research for cancer patients. Semko, who has done a lot of researches on cancer treatment via nuclear technology, was arrested on espionage charges. He had decided to disclose official secrets about one of Iran's nuclear sites to one of the country's opposition groups active outside the borders. This Press TV production has received strong reactions from Western media outlets. This week's documentary explores the story of espionage and betrayal in the context of Iran's peaceful nuclear program. The facts unfold as we look at this, a time to betray. Let's watch.
Tehran, the Cancer Research Center. Many patients suffering from the Big C are pinning their hopes on this place. Cases of cancer are on the rise for one reason or another. As of 2009, there were around 70,000 cancer patients in Iran. And since then, every year, 90,000 new patients are diagnosed with the disease.
Cancer is an unfamiliar term. It can be familiar, though. It's unfamiliar because we don't have much information about it. At the same time, it can be familiar because of our friends, acquaintances, and those who we know that had cancer and died consequently. Currently, 50% of the patients suffering from cancer are treated and fully cured by three main ways of surgery: chemotherapy and radiotherapy. Unfortunately, the other 50% die of cancer, and there is no hope to cure them. Generally, nuclear sciences are applied to medical science in three major ways. The first way is via radiotherapy and a variety of different ways of taking image like 3D radiology and CT scan. The second way is to diagnose diseases, especially different types of cancer. In this regard, radioisotopes play a very crucial role. The third way is to treat cancers via X-rays, radioisotopes, and electron rays.
Semko Khelghati is a graduate of nuclear sciences. He's done researches on cancer treatment via nuclear technology.
Radiotherapy is very effective in cancer treatment. Nearly two-thirds of all patients suffering from cancer are treated by means of radiotherapy.
Semko has been burning the candle at both ends with his work and his studies. His ultimate goal to be a nuclear researcher was not easy to achieve.
Honestly speaking, I wasn't motivated enough to go to university while I was studying at the pre-university level. I can remember clearly it was late January 1997 when I was in the second term of the pre-university level. I always had quarrel with my family since they believed I wasn't hardworking enough in studying my lessons. All of a sudden, I decided to study and take the university entrance exam. Of course, there were some reasons affecting my decision. The pressure from my family and friends who were underestimating me by saying, "You're not talented enough to go to university," was very bothering. So I decided to prove they were all wrong. In 1998, I took part in a university entrance exam and got admitted into Sharif University in metallurgy. I attended Sharif University from 1998 to 2001 and got my BA degree. Soon after, in the same year, I got accepted into the MA program in metallurgy with specialization in material selection, again at Sharif University. I graduated in 2003. Early in 2004, I was drafted and went to the boot camp. For the first 2 months, I served in the Navy and then joined Iran's Atomic Energy Organization. From May 2004 to November 2005, I worked in Iraq's heavy water production site.
This is Khundab City in central Iran. Located in the vicinity of a nuclear heavy water reactor, the place is known internationally. This is Arak Heavy Water Nuclear Reactor, SEMCO's former workplace.
I worked here in two different sections. For almost 18 months, I worked in the heavy water production site, and for 30 months, in the heavy water nuclear reactor. My main responsibility in the heavy water site was to technically check and control fixed construction equipment and piping. Here we've got two sections. One is the heavy water production site and the other the heavy water nuclear site. The heavy water production in the site is used in the heavy water nuclear reactor. Being in touch with or drinking heavy water causes cancer, but the same water is used to diagnose carcinogenic cells. If heavy water is injected in a controlled way, cancerous cells can be diagnosed and the cancerous part of the body will also be detected.
The reactor was built primarily for cancer treatment.
Patients who have cancer are usually treated by means of radiotherapy. They can also come here to be treated via exposure to radioactive radiation and bombardment with neutrons at a permissible level. It was in the summer of 2005 when heavy water was produced for the first time. As I remember, it was around 10 p.m. that I announced on my walkie-talkie, "The heavy water is produced." President Ahmadinejad came to visit the site, also 2 weeks later. Some preparations, such as inviting the foreign media, had to be done before the formal visit.
حتی برای رژیم صهیونیستی که یک دشمن قطعی برای ملت‌های منطقه و همه ملت‌های عالم است، راه حل ما انتخابات است.
It was 3 years since the nuclear site became operational that Semko was arrested on espionage charges.
چه سایت تولید آب سنگین چه راکتور، تنها یک کار منفی من همین مسئله جاسوسی بوده، وگرنه واقعا از کارم لذت می‌بردم.
I had a negative attitude towards the government. I thought that I was an exception and that Iran's government hadn't done anything to help me reach this point in my life. In fact, I didn't use to look around myself insightfully. My thoughts and ideologies were all in a way to make the government weak and prevent it from obtaining new technologies. I justified myself based on many Western countries' claim that any progress in Iran's nuclear program would result in making nuclear weapons. These countries question all the advantages of the nuclear sciences in different domains, such as medical, technical, industrial, and agricultural ones. They insist on their claim that Iran uses its nuclear program just to make nuclear weapons, so they oppose Iran's having nuclear technology.
Deceived by Western propaganda that Iran was making nuclear bombs, Semko decided to leak secret information about the reactor. This came when Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei issued his fatwa that producing and stockpiling of nuclear weapons was against Sharia. His decree set the guideline for Iranian officials in the nuclear program.
Making bombs is totally different from having nuclear reactors. If our reactor becomes operational just right now, we are still far behind making nuclear bombs. It needs a very complicated technology. I haven't seen anywhere in Iran's Atomic Energy Organization any study or research related to making nuclear bombs. Studies or experiments such as harnessing enriched uranium or plutonium. Even in my espionage reports, I never mentioned anything to do with making nuclear bombs.
The question is, what kind of information did he report?
I worked here in the heavy water site for 18 months. What I disclosed about the site included its plans of different units, and information about companies which manufactured equipment for the site. I was then transferred to the heavy water reactor and worked there for 2.5 years. I was in the Tehran office, not on the site. My job was to check and inspect the equipment that was manufactured in different companies. Then, inspected equipment was carried to the site to be installed. What I disclosed about the reactor site included its plans of different units, information about different sections including civil, electrical, instrumental, and piping, and almost everything about the site.
Semko SEMCO disclosed classified information about one of Iran's nuclear sites, vital to the country and its domestic nuclear technology. Even business companies impose severe punishment to those who divulge their details. SEMCO says he used to give the information to one of Iran's opposition groups in exile.
It was almost a month and a half before my military service was over that I went to the city of Mahabad. I asked my cousin to introduce me to someone who was in direct contact with the Democratic Party of Iran's Kurdistan. He introduced me to a guy called Kaveh. We walked together on streets and then went to a coffee shop and talked about the party. We trusted each other since Kaveh was introduced to me by my cousin. He was in direct contact with the party and didn't know where I was working. I offered him some information about Iran's nuclear program and told him to deliver the information to someone in the party known as Cheko.
SEMCO was also motivated by family relationships.
Cheko's real name is Abdulrahman Rahimi. He is in charge of the security section of the Democratic Party of Iran's Kurdistan. He also has family relation with me. In fact, family relation made me want just to work with Cheko.
As an intelligence source with exclusive information, SEMCO could easily contact with high-ranking officials of the group.
Since that day, Cheko was the only person I had contact with. I had no idea who was aware of what I was doing for the party. Cheko once told me only the secretary general of the party and he himself knew I was giving information to the party. Sometimes he asked me irrelevant questions about the number of centrifuges and the percentage of enriched uranium in Iran. I told him uranium enrichment and centrifuges had nothing to do with the heavy water reactor and that I didn't have any information about the Natanz site. It was the summer of 2009, 3 or 4 months before I was arrested, when some technical questions came from Cheko. Questions about pumps, refueling machines, valves, switches, heat exchangers, the companies they were made by, progress of the project, the number of staff and their information, high-profile personnel and CEO and directors of different departments. I kept giving the information he was asking for until I was arrested.
A question kept haunting SEMCO all the time: to serve the country or betray it?
Back then, I thought what I was doing was a service to the party that wanted to demand Kurds' rights. I was wrong. I was betraying my own country and people.
Khadija Pirani is another member of the group.
سال 61 دستگیر شدم به خاطر فعالیت سیاسی که داشتم. این کل خانوادگی برای حزب کار میکردیم، فعالیت داشتیم. تاثیر محیط اون موقع جو به هر حال یه جوی بود که همه قاطی بودن. بعد توی زندان من خودم محکوم به 15 سال زندان شدم. بعد از 2 سال و نیم افخوردم، آزاد شدم.
پیری میخانم یار اتو بوی اتو یار اتو بوی اتو.
تو این مدت 2 سال و نیم یه اتفاقی مثلا برای خانواده‌ام افتاد، اینکه بعد 2 سال دستگیریم برادرم هم دستگیر شد. پی به ماهیت حزب که برد آزاد شد. حزب هم که میخواست بیاد برادرم رو ببره، اون مثلا اونو پیدا نکردن. شب که اومده بودن خونه، مادرم و برادرم و یه کارگر نونوایی، تو نونوایی ما کار میکرد، اونا رو بردن. برادرم که پا برهنه بوده توی زمستون، پاش که یخ زده بود. بعد بیست روز یا 25 روز مادرم رو اعدام میکنن. بعد 9 ماه هم که برادرم آزاد شد، اون کارگر نونوایی هم که فکر کنم با مادرم 1 هفته فرق داشت، فاصله داشتن، اونم اعدام کردن. یعنی 1 هفته بعد اعدام مادرم هم که برادرم تو نقده، اونم ترور کردن همراه با دوستش.
اونجا نشسته بودیم با هم، یه دفعه یکی اومد تو گفت حیات پر از مردای مسلحه. اومدم بیرون دیدم بله تمام 7-8 نفرشون اومده بودن تو حیات، بقیهشون تو کوچه بودن. منو مادرم و نونوایی داشتیم، یکی از کارگاران نونوایی که با ما کار میکرد اونم تسلیمی بود به اسم رحمان کبوتری. شبانه ما را بردن حتی نزستن جراب بپوشیم، کفش بپوشیم، همینطوری ما را بردن. زمستون بود.
هستم بادنه بادنه بزنم بادنه بادنه بادنه
بادنه بادنه بادنه بخورلی.
برف زیادی بود. شبان ما را از همین کوهستانا بردن به روستایی به اسم دشت قره. از اونجا بردن گرگود. من پاهم و سرما برد. کف پا مثل کف کفش اصلا جدا شد از پام، نتونستم راه برم. میخواستم منو بکشن. بعدن یک سه نفری که باشون بود ما رو میشناخت، نذاشت بکشن. فرداش فرستادن بیمارستانشون توی یه روستایی بود به اسم کانی زرد. من اونجا بستری کردم. یکی دو بار میخواستم پاهامو از پنجه به پایین قطع کنم، سیاه شده بود پاهام. دیدم یکی دو تا از نیروهای حزب اومدن تو. رفتم پیش یه نفر نشستن، گفت ازشون پرسید، گفتن چرا اومدی اینجا؟ گفت اومدیم رحمان رو ببریم. دکتر بیمارستان گفت رحمان هنوز پاش خوب نشده، تا پاهاش خوب نشه از اینجا نمیتونی ببریدش. گرفتن نه مشکلی نیست، میبریم اونجا خودمون درمانش میکنیم. خلاصه دکترها نذاشتم ببرم. یه دفعه پرستارهایی که اونجا کار میکردن همشون میده که اومدن تو یه جوری به من نگاه کردن، احساس کردم چیزی شده. خبر رو شنیدم که مادرم رو شهید کردن، خیلی ناراحت شدم. بیگناه بود، واقعا بیگناه بود. خب ما یه زمانی با اونا همکاری میکردیم، بعدا خودمون تسلیم کردیم، این بیناد از ما رو میکشتن، این بیناد، ولی مادرم بیگناه بود. بعدا دیدن خبر اومد، گفتن برادرت هم ترور کردن تو شهر، داخل شهر نقده ترورش کردن، اون هم شهید شد.